Right, to the Rabbanan.
Omalok Rabbi Yossi, Hamani Rabbonani. So Rabbi Yossi is also asking me, says, that the Rabbonim finally have one brisa to them. The Rabbonim have this brisa of the Seder Olam. This Seder Olam is a raya to the Rabbonim. That Rosh Chodesh Sivan came out on Monday. But that Cheshbin, the Torah was given on Shabbos, there was only Vav Sivan. That's Rabbi Yossi's mother, the Rabbonim have a brisa to them. Toshma, Rabbi Yossi Yoimer, Bishaini Ola. The second day after Rosh Chodesh Sivan, when Klai Yisrael came into Midbar Sinai, the second day was Olam Moshe. Moshe went up to Har Sinai Vayorit. Moshe came down that day. But Shlishi on the third day, Olam Moshe Vayte went up to talk to Hashem. Vayorit, he came down to tell Klai Yisrael again what he learned from Hashem. Vidalid Yorit. On the fourth day, he only came down. Veshub Lo Yoli, didn't go up anymore. And he didn't go up until Matan Torah, until either Vav or Zayin. You say on the fourth day he only came down. But the day before on the third day, you say in the morning he went up and he came down at night. So if he came down, how did he come down again the fourth day without going up? If you say he didn't go up on the fourth day, how is it possible he came down on the fourth day? On the fourth day, Moshe also went up and came down. That just means to say on the fifth and sixth day, Moshe did not go up. It's the fifth and sixth day, Moshe stood down. So the second day, the third day, the fourth day, Moshe went up in the morning and came down again and told Klai Yisrael Tzivuyim. On the fifth and sixth, Moshe didn't. The Chamishi, what did Moshe do? Bonim Mizbeach. Vikrev Olav Korban. He built the Mizbeach and he brought Kabonis then. The Shishi, on the sixth day, Erev Shabbos, Lehoyoloi Panai. He didn't have any time. For the Gemara, my love, why didn't he have any time to go out to Hashem or to do things? Mishum Torah. The Chura, because of the Kabbalah Satera. So Chura Tzurai, the Kabbalah Satera was on Friday. This is a kasha according to everybody. Everybody said before that Kabbalah Satera was on Shabbos. So Gemara Loi, Mishum Terech Shabbos. They're the reason why Moshe was busy on the Friday. He couldn't do anything because of Terech Shabbos. He had to prepare himself for Shabbos. So it's for Friday to prepare for Shabbos. That's why he couldn't do anything. But not because it was a Kabbalah Satera, but because there was a Terech of preparing for Shabbos. Trashi b'chamishi bonim mizbeach k'desiv, even mizbeach takasar. Yemaila Mishum Torah, Lohei Loi Pinai La'alois, he couldn't go up, Shekiblo Kulam Yachas Adivris, everybody's Makabal Adivris together. And then tomorrow, no, he couldn't go up because he was busy preparing for Shabbos. Doresh Ugli Loi, Olei the Rav Chizda. That's who somebody dashed in, Olei the Rav Chizda means Drash Lefnei Rav Chizda. Somebody dashed in front of Rav Chizda. And he said, Boruch Rachmonik, Eventually the Yevishta, the Yoyevoi Ryan Tlisoi. He gave like three Torahs to Klayasol, Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. Liyam Tlisoi, to a Nam that comes out of the third person, the Trashi means Kahanim Levim Yisraelim. There are three categories of Klai Yisrael. Ayidei Tlisoi, the Trashi means Moshe. Tlisoi Lebetin, he was the third one born to his mother, Miriam Aaron Moshe. So he's the third one. V'yoyim Tlisoi V'yarcha. It was given the third day of the month. Is V'yoyim Tlisoi V'yarcha, the third day of the month. So the Gemara, what does that mean? Rashi, Yom Tlisoil Mitzvah Prisha, as the third day of the Mitzvah Prisha, is a Chura command for Rabbanan. There's another Raya Lit Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, the Torah was given the third day of the Prisha. As Rabbanan said, Mitzvah Prisha was on Thursday, and the Torah was given on Shabbos. That's the third day of the Mitzvah Prisha. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, the Mitzvah Prisha was given on Wednesday. From the says, there was 3 days that they had to wait for the Ishah to come Torah, but the Torah was given on the fourth day. Here, this Dorish, Galilo Darshin, that the Torah was given the third day from the Mitzvah Prisha. So it's another Brisa Raya to the Rabbonim, that the Prisha was given on Yom Chamishi, and the Torah was given on Yom Shabbos, the third day from that. So Gemara Rab lies by the Tzmachloikas of Yesi and the Rabbonim. Allah, is supposed to hold like Rabbi Yesi Shita, that the Torah was given Taka on Shabbos, and that was really Zion Sivan. And the mitzvah of Prisha was 4 days, really. There's 3 whole days the Isha had to wait, that the Sheikh Zera will still become Tommy. Right, Pasuk says, Vayisiyatzvu besach tesor. Klai Yisrael was waiting, standing underneath the har. Omer Rav Avdimi bar Choma, bar Chosa, Melamed Shekofa Koresh Boruch Aleim Mesarka Gigis. That the Klai Yisrael was standing underneath Har Sinai. What do you mean underneath? It means Pasha Koresh Boruch picked up the Har Sinai on top of Klai Yisrael, that you pick up a barrel. The Yomelim, because Baruch Hu told Klai Yisrael, "If you're going to mekabel the Torah now, Muta will be good." V'yim lach, but lo yitzuyu naklem mekabel the Torah, shom take for aschem. Means the Eibishter has the whole haschini on top of Klai Yisrael, I'll just drop the mountain on top and kill you all. That's why Klai Yisrael is mekabel the Torah. His zechura, the Kabbalah, was a kabbara ba'oinis. They were forced to mekabel the Torah. And therefore, Omer Rav Chomer bar Yaakov, mikan, from here, from this ma'isam, moidor rabbali raisa. Like there's a teretz, why we don't learn Torah. There's a tiny why you're not learning, I have a teretz why. Because we weren't mekablet biyabu, we mekablet stam, we were forced to be mekablet. Trashe tachtes har. Tachtes har mamish. As mashma, they were underneath the har. What do you mean underneath har? Sinai? That means that Kodesh Baruch Hu picked it up kegigas. Kuba shematilim bo sheikha. A barrel that you put in beer. Is the chur maidor rabba, shim yazminim ludin. His client, if David is going to have to tie this to us. Why we don't learn Torah? Allah, Malay Kiyamtim, Masha Kibaltim Aleichem, you clients was Makabu the Torah. How come you not be Makayim the Torah? Is Yeshklem true, but have a terrorist to this? Shekiblu Bianas, because we were forced to Makabu the Torah. That's in the Gemara. The Abishas Kabbalah's Torah was the Kabbalah Bianas. It was at the Gemara, Omar Rova, Afo Pekin, you should know, therefore, it's still Hoda Kiblu Bimei Achashverosh. By the Mice of Purim, Achashverosh, Klaius was Makabu the Torah Biyahavah. The exhibit, it says there, Kimo v'kiblu Yehudim. That the Yehudim were mekabel the Torah. We dashin, Kimo mashe kiblu kvar. Klaius was mekabel like a second time, the Torah Shabbat Peh. By Purim, what they read of mekabel once before. Trashi b'mei Achashverosh mi'avas ha'neis. When Klaius saw the nation of Achashverosh of Haman, shenas alehem, the mekabel the Torah b'yahavah. So this Gemara here is mashma poshit. The Abishas, after as a divros, Klaiso is not mekablet miyavu, but more or less noinus, they're forced to do it. So Tais really is the kashmir, the psukim says nasav and ishma. Klaiso is mekablet the Torah, l'chur biyavum. They said a nasav and ishma. So how can we say they were forced to do it? Tais is tema, the Madura Rabba, hod emir mendvorim, shekoras moishu brisim yisol al Torah v'mitzvus, v'shbiya makach. Shekiblus kol Torah v'az, ha'grizim ha'revum, da'afi ha'dibur hoye, v'reik about their forced. Al yimei ha'shmerish kiblu midayt miyavu. What? When they got afraid of Hashem, then they were chayzer. When they were yotzin shmosim, we'll soon see next Gemara. The Shas Kabbalah Satera, they were pushing the yotzin shmosim. So they got so afraid, they were chayzer. Some learn the pshat is that there's a chilul between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebapeh. That Torah Shebiksav, that they said Nasav Nishma. But Torah Shebapeh, that they were Mekabel. That was only forced upon them. But Hoda, Be'achashverosh, there they were Mekabel Torah Shebapeh. Right. Omer Rav Chizkiyah, my dechzir, what the Pasuk says? Mishamayim Hishmato Din. From Shemayim we heard Din. Eretz Yorah, about to hear Din. Trashim is Torah. Is they got afraid, Eretz Yorah we were afraid. And then it calmed down. Is the kashim yiru lo mashokta? If they got afraid, why was it calmed down? V'yim shokta, if it was quiet, peaceful, lo mayor, why did they get afraid? Elo, v'tchila yor, at the beginning they had yiru. Well, if saif shokta, at the end they quieted down. Trashi v'tchila means, kaidim shom yisro nasa v'nishma. They were afraid. Yoru, shemalei kiblu. Or the Abishu was afraid, maybe they wouldn't be mekabel teirun. V'yachzerelem teirvavok, kirashlokish. We'll soon see why they're afraid. So the Mar of Olam Yor, why were they afraid? Kid the Resh Lakish, the Yom Resh Lakish. Might it still? What does the pasuk say? Vayi erev, vayi voike yoyim hashishi. What does the pasuk say? Yoyim hashishi. What's the hey? Hey yisera lomeli. Why does the Torah say an extra hey? Yoyim hashishi. Should have said yoyim shishi. Malamet shehisna Hakadosh Baruch Hu ma'aseh breishis. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu first created the world, Hakadosh Baruch Hu made a tanai with ma'aseh breishis. Omelahem. Im Yisrael mekabel matoyr of Klai, so we'll be mekabel the Torah atem itkayomim. There'll be a kiyum in this world; the world will exist. V'yim lav, if Klai so will not be mekabel the Torah, ani machzer etchem l'seivavo, I'll destroy the world legarmi. Therefore, b'shas kabel satoyra, the world was afraid, poshut, because the world was afraid maybe Klai so will not be mekabel the Torah. If they will not be mekabel the Torah, the world would be tovavo, it'll be destroyed again. So Klai so poshut was afraid. That's why Metchila, it was Yoro. But later, after Klai Yisrael, Mekabel the Torah, then Shokta. Buah Dinam Aparshim, Seder's goal is Keseder. If there'll ever be a second in this world that nobody will be learning Torah, the world will right away go back to Selvavo. There's no Kiyim of the world, like the Gemara says here, because people are learning Torah. That's one of the pshat they say why the world, the sun goes around the world, like there's always a part of the world that is day and not night. Because the Ksaid in the world, there's always times that people are learning Torah. Let it be 1 second that nobody in the world is learning Torah. That was the Tanai in Maisa Bereishis. Miyad, the world will go back to Tov Avo. Dorash Reb Simoi. Bishor Shek Dimu Yisrael Nasal Nishma. By Kavos HaTor, when the Klai Yisrael said, Nasa first will do, then will hear, is Bo Shishim Rebuya Shomach Yeshorus. 600,000 Molochim came. L'chol Echad V'Echad Yisrael, to every single Yid in Klai Yisrael, and Kosher Lo Shnei Ksorim. They gave each one two special crowns on top of him. Echad Keneged Nasa, V'Echad Keneged Nishma. Now the Chivin Shechotu Yisrael, later by the Eagle, when Klai Yisrael did the Chet, Yardu Neyev Yisr Mibuya, 120,000 came down, Malchei Chavola, Malachim of Chavola, Operkim took off the Ksorim that the Klai Yisrael had. Shenema Vayisnatlu B'nei Yisrael Es Edjom. It was taken away, the Edjom means the Shenkite Mehar Chorif. And Midashin Edjom means this crown that they received. Omer Rav Choma Rav Chaninam. B'chorif Tonu, they got their crowns in Chorif, and B'chorif Parku was taken away from them. They did the Chetego right there. B'chorif Tonu K'diamon, like we said here. B'chorif Pirku, what's the right was on the Chorif, took it away. Yechsev Vayisnatlu B'nei Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it away. Omer Rav Yechanan. The Kulan Zocha Moshe for Notlan, and all this crown that were taken away from Klai Yisrael, Moshe was Eichuis. The Samach that the Pasuk right away says, O Moshe Yikech Es Oil, Moshe took his oil outside, and from that he was Eichu the crown, and Amr Ashlokish. And Yikech Oil, he took the oil, Mashmi took the crowns also. Trashi Moshe Yikech, Oisai Odei, Loshen, he took the Odei, means he took all the crowns from Klai Yisrael. That's what we got as Kuroin Arponov. That was from the Ksarim of Klai Yisrael. So Moshe was Eichu with them all. So come a time that Kodesh Baruch will give us back the crowns. Shenema Fuduya Hashem Yeshuvim. That Kodesh Baruch will be Paideros. Although Tzion Berina will come back there to Tzion Berina. Vesimchas Oilam Arosham. There'll be a Simchas Oilam on top of the head. We dashin simcha shemiyodim aroshim. They'll get again the simcha they once had before upon the head. Means the ksarim they once had b'shas kabbalas haTorah. The Maisa Mashiach will get back the ksarim back again. Omer Rebbe Loza, v'shar shek dimo Yisrael nasa nishma. When Klai Yisrael said such a lashon of nasa of nishma, yotza baskel v'yomer. The Malachim came to baskel came out and said, migilo labonai rozer. Who told Klai Yisrael this secret? This roz. Shemalchi Hashoros Meshtam Shemboi. This is a loshin that Malachim do. Malachim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the mouth to do something, it doesn't clear and ask, should I, shouldn't I do it? Right away he goes and does it. This is a roz that the Malachim act that way. The Pasuk says, Baruch Hu Hashem Malachim, Ki Borei Koyach, Oisei Dvorei, they do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dibor, Lishmoya B'Kol. Then they listen. B'Diborei. The Bereisha Oisei, first the Malachim do. For Hodu Lishmoya, and then they listen. And the Mashar's Mazba, this Midah of the Malachim is a Pshat, they don't have a Yetzara. If you don't have a Yetzara, when Hashem tells you to do something, you jump right away and do it. On the Yetzara. We that have a Yetzara, we're here to do something, we track. Yetzara tells you, hey, think about it. Maybe don't do it. The reason why people don't do it, because we have a Yetzara. So this is a rule that Malachim act that way. Because Baruch Hu says something, Malach, without a Yetzara, you jump and do it. So at the Bishman, Matan Torah, Klai Yisrael was a Matzah without the Yetzara. The mamash and a matzah, the mekabel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mamas nasav nishma. Whatever you say, we're going to jump right away and do it, even before we understand it. Omer Reb Choma, Reb Chanina, my dechsev, what does the pasuk say? Ki tapuach biyatzi ayar, like an apple tree. Lomo nimshlu yisol tapuach, why is Klai Yisrael then doimut an apple tree? Leimuloch, ma tapuach zeh, just like an apple tree. Peirov, koidim le'olov, first the apple comes out, and then the leaves come out. Af Yisrael, Hagdimu Nasla Nishma. Or then Klai Yisrael was Matim Nasla Nishma. The Torah is asked the Kasha, Ikshra Ben Otam, Shirayonu Royim Shagidu Kishar Elonus. And we see an apple tree goes like all the trees. Every tree, first the bud comes out the leaves, and then you have the peri. So how could the Gemara say here, an apple tree, first you have the fruit, and then you have the leaves. Mepharash, therefore Torah says, Tapuach Hainu Esrit. Here the Gemara means an Esrit tree. V'reach atech tapuchim, metagmin kerecho de esroigo. V'esroig period of koidim l'olav, shedar vila mishon l'shono. On an esroig, it can stay on the tree year to year. From the site, even though the leaves fall off, the pair with the esrog stays on it. So the esrog is on the tree even before the new leaves grow out. So that's why Klaifel is daima to an esrog, that even before they heard what to do, they said nasa will do. Before they heard nishma, they said nasa. So the Mara Hut Tzeduki, the Chazion, the Rava. Chut Tzeduki, some of his Kofir, they wore Mekab the Torah, Shabbat, 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 Teh. As Chazion, the Rava, he saw Rava, the Komayim Bishmaitito, as Rava was not learning his Sugi Gemara. He has cup in the Gemara, he was not thinking very hard. The Yosvet Boso, the day, to Sekaria. And his finger was underneath his leg. I says he didn't know what he, Rava didn't know what he was doing, he was thinking in the Gemara. He had his foot underneath his leg. And he started to like press down on his leg, so eventually squashed his foot, his finger. And his finger started to come out, started to bleed. Blood was coming out of his finger. His Rava was learning so stark in the Gemara, his mind was in the Gemara, he didn't realize what he was doing. So he started to step down, like he was like this, and he stepped down and squashed his finger, so blood came out. That's what, so the Tzeduki saw this. Omalei, Tzeduki said, Oma Paziza, you're a man that do things too fast. Shashi Nima, you're doing it very fast. The Kadmiso Pamaichlud Naichu, your mouth spoke out before your ears heard it. In other words, instead of saying Nasa Vanishma, first you should hear if you could do it. Like, look at yourself, you're like killing yourself, you make yourself bleed. Akati Bil Chazaichu Kamaisu, and still you're in this mouth if you do things too fast. Trash you kamisu for Michael Naihu, Kodim Sheshematim Oiso, Hechi Kosho, Vim Tuchulamid Bom, Kibatum Lechel Mekaimo. Before you even heard what the Torah is all about, you said Nasi, you do it. As first you should have listened. And you're still not Nazi, you're doing things too fast, like you're learning and you're killing yourself. So Breshi Boilu Chulam Mishmoy. At the beginning you should have listened. Imatsisa Kablisu, Viloi. To listen to what the mitzvahs were, could you be Mekav the mitzvahs or not? We learn like Kiblisu. And if you can't do it, it's too hard for you, don't be Mekav the Torah. That's what the Zduki said to Rava. Omalei, so Rava answered back to him, Anan os Klai Yisrael. The Sagina Bishleimusa, we have a Milo, we have a Mido. We're Bishleimus, Drashi, his Alachno Imoi Betoyim Levo. We go with the Kodesh Baruch Hu Betom and Gans a whole heart. Kederuch Oysim Miyavu. We do mitzvahs miyavon. V'samchuni olav shlo yitano b'dover shlo nuchal amed boy. And we have like pitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give us things where we can't hold out. Everything Hashem does to us is what we could hold out. So if Hashem gives us the mitzvahs, how do we know mitzvahs are something we could hold out with? So we have a midah shleimus pitochen Hashem. Ksiv, this pasuk says, then atumas yisharim tanchim. Hey, so tumas means the midah of shleimus. Will Yisharim Tanchim will lead you the way. Will show you how you have to lead. Because the Kodesh Baruch will never make it bad for you. Abahanich Inchi, this Tzegiyin Vilelusa, but you Rishoyim that go with badness is Ksib. The pasuk says the Selef Baidim Yishodim, that the Selef, everything bad will happen to you. So you people have to worry about before you makabel something, think if it's good or not. For us, Klai Yisrael, no Klav. Hashem does something; it's only for our good. Omer Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer Rav Yenison, my desir, what does the pasuk say? Libavtini achoisi kala. Libavtini is lost in Rashi, kiraftoni. A Klai Yisrael saying, Takosh Baruch Hu, come close to us. Libavtini biachas minayich, even one of your eyes. The more betchila biachas minayich. The beginning, like Klai Yisrael only understood the Ava, or Moshe, like with one eye. Like Yishatasi b'shtei enecho. When it became the curve to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the enemy, even with two eyes, they were able to be makir the godness of Hashem, the Yavis Hashem. Omar Ula, Aluba Kala Mizoina Mitech Kuposai. Aluba Kala, Kalis, we're just about to get married. She's under the chuppah. If she does nus with somebody else, it's tremendous busha, tremendous chutzpah. Mitech Kuposai. Rashi Aluba. Chatzufa, it's a chutzpah. The Ovana Lishna the chutzvah. Vachyam Masech the Gidden. That Mizanam Techa Posse. Kishi Yisrael, Kisham, the Bissin of Yosef Egel. It's a Moshe to Klai Yisrael. It's like here a Kala. If you're under the chuppah, what do you have to have loose now for? You're going to have your husband to be mutter at night time. Don't do the bee right now. The same thing Klai Yisrael. For Shaster, right under the chuppah of Kabbalah Satero, Klai Yisrael did the Chet Egel. Omar Rav Mori, Bro de Bashmuel. Mikro, what's this posik? While HaKadosh Baruch Hu was close with Klai Yisrael, Klai Yisrael did the Chet Regel. Omer Rav, Aber V'yadayin Chivivusahi, Gabon, still the Eibishter likes us. They said, Nosan V'loi Ksiv Asrich. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave and was a Masrich. So Trashi, V'msibi B'chuposai, Nosim in Ozav Reicho Yatev L'Acherim. He left it over. The pasuk is talking about the bed of Klai Yisrael. Here we learn lashon chibah midloich sivas riach, just as lashon nosan. The lashon that how bad the chet of the ego was that here our Kodesh Baruch was in the middle of giving them a chuppah, giving them kabbalas atayra, they went and did the chet of avodah zarah. That was a tremendous chet of the chet of ego. Tana rabbanan, aluvin v'yenam ovin. If somebody embarrasses you and you don't answer him back, you don't shame the person back. Shemim cheposim v'yenam ashivim. Or else also the same thing. Aluvin means Trashi es acherim boin aleim b'chutzpah v'loi hein al acherim. If somebody talks back to you, somebody talks to you b'chutzpah, you don't answer him back. Or else shemim cheposim, somebody embarrasses you. V'yenam ashivim, you don't answer back. Oysim me'yavo. People do mitzvahs b'yavo. U'smechim b'yisurim. Even if Hashem Amol gives you Yisurim, you're happy with Yisurim. You know what's from Hashem? Is Aleihem Akos Avoyman, such a Yid, the Pasuk says, V'yoyavov, Kitzeis Hashem Ish Megburosei. This person that loves Hashem, his namish is great as the Shemesh that is going out Megburosei. By Zom Rav Yechon, my Dichsir, what does the Pasuk say? Hashem Yitein Oymer Amavasrei Tzvorav. Hashem says, and Mavasrei, the people say, oh, but Tzvorav is a big Tzvor. Svoratrashi kol umas mashmam means kol dibur v'dibur sheyotzma piagvura. Every word that Hashem said by Kabbalas HaTorah by Seras HaDibris is nechlak l'shivim l'shoynis, was divided into seven different l'shoynis. As Kabbalas HaTorah was said in several different l'shoynis. And Tana Rabbi Shmuel ukapatish shifaytzisela, like you take a hammer and bang on a stone and make the stone bust. Is ma patish, look at this hammer. Then nechlek, look how many choices when you bang a hammer. A lot of sparks come out of it. Av kol dibur v'dibur. She yosim api HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yaseres HaDibris. Every single dibur was nechlek neshiv neshoynis. Came out into seven different neshoynis. Trashi, ma patish, mischala kasel, breaks the cell a day, al yodoy, look how many choices, a lot of sparks come out of it. And so what did the Torah? Omer Rav Chanan el Bar Popo. Mind the sieve, what does the Pasuk say? Shimu ki negidim adabir. Listen, because I'm talking to princesses. Like negidim, like a president. Islam on nimshlo divra Torah ki negidim. Why is the Torah put like a mushlo to negidim to princesses? Laimuloch, ma negid, just like a prince. Yesh boy, lohomis. Lahachio is what a prince could do. He could kill you. Or he can make you live, like he has the power in him. Is that divra Torah, the same thing when you learn Torah. Yesh behem lohomis. By learning Torah, sometimes you can learn and become an apikoros, and you become misa from that. Ulahachios, and by learning Torah, moyin zeicha lechayim, and hainu the yom arova. The maminim bo, people that learn Torah lishmo and come out with the right psak and say the right things is some of the chayim. Torah is the psalm, that's the psalm of life. By learning Torah, that keeps you alive. If you learn Torah lishmo, that's called the psalm, that's the medicine of the chayim to keep you alive. Avol masmilim bo, people that learn Torah just to make fun or to make trouble. Or to ask kashas and tam to ashter, that's some of the Musa. From the Torah, they know that's a cat, that's going to kill them. They come to say the wrong halach is on ashter the people, that's the worst thing. Dovrach, another pshat is negidim. It means called diba v'dibur. Sheyotza p'ya kodesh baruch hu, koishrin voi shnei sarim. He had on two different crowns. Just like a prince has crowns, who are then the Torah also had crowns on it. Omer Rav Yishmo v'levi. Mind the sin, what the pasuk say? Tzror hamor. Like tzror means lashon tzror is the perfume, and hamor yedoy dili ben shodai yolim. Still, I'm leaving between the breasts. Ben shodai is yolim. Omer knetzes yol of nekodesh baruch hu banish lelim. Afal pi shemetzer. Even though the Eibusha gives us service, umeimer makes it bitter for us. Li doidi ben shodai yolim. Still, my love is with you, the Eibusha. Eshkol akoyfe doidili bechar miyen gedi. That means me shakol shaloi. The Eibusha has everything to him. Mechapeli alovin gedi should be mechapet to me on the oven the chet of the ego that was done by gedi. Shakamoseli that the kerem is mine. My mashma dahi karmi lishta the menachish. I'm gathering together. Or mazutra bread of nachman kretnan. Kisei shakovish the kisei the chair of a kovish of a people that wash that a kovish he washes the clothing with. Shakorma molav esakelim he gathers together the kelim. Here also means she comes Rashi she safti lisavis lakus harbi. Means we're asking the kapora for the chet we did by the chet egom that we made an asifal lakus harbi that we looked around for other geshkes. So that's the lashon of gathering together. That's the lashon of karmi. Rami Yevishua ben Levi. My dechse what the pasuk say lechaya karuga saboisim. It means kol dibur v'dibur she yotze mipia kodesh baruch hu. When Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the aseres adibris. every dibur that Hashem said was nismale kol olam kula besamim. So the whole world was filled up with besamim. Hashem's dibur mamish made the whole world smell nicely. For the Gemara v'chivin shemadibur rishon nismale. If after the first dibur filled up the whole world with a good besamim, is dibur shem leichen holach. What I need a second dibur for? There was good perfume in the world already. The Torah says, "Hoytzei Kodesh Baruch Hu Ruach Mi'atzoisav." Kodesh Baruch Hu took out the strong wind from his oitzer. Vayimave Rishon Rishon, and after every dibur, it took away the perfume. Kedei to show the godless Hashem made a second time new perfume come. Shenema Shivsoisav Shoshanim Leitvis Mar Oiver Hatikri Shoshanim Elish Shoshanim. Like Kaseid was giving off new perfume. Kaseid. Yeah. All right. We'll stop.